Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Okay, so welcome to this this evening's Qigong session. Obviously, if it's on the recording, you may be listening to it at any time of the day. So just welcome. This particular session, what we're going to be focusing on is the torso area. So last month we did the arms and the shoulders, the wrists and hands and everything. So this month is the torso. So that includes the back and it also includes internal organs. So there's quite a lot of twisting movements and that sort of thing, which is great for the back, but it also massages the internal organs. Hopefully there won't be anything that's sort of too shoulder heavy. So see ya. If anybody's got to mute themselves, I've got some background noise going on there. I don't know whether that's me or whether that's, no, it's not me. Okay, right. There we go. Okie dokie. So, let's make a start with the warm-up. And I'm going to introduce a few different back warm-ups in this one as well. So, you all know your own bodies. You all know how far you can move. So just moving definitely within your own range of movement, particularly for the back, particularly for the lower back. So we'll be doing some back bending, just a tiny bit, and that makes you sound like a gymnast, doesn't it? But there'll be a little bit of back bending, a little bit of forward, and a little bit of side to side in the warm up. But I'll talk you through it when we get to that point. So we're just going to start in our usual Ruji position. So if possible, having your feet facing forward, between hip and shoulder width apart. And just unlocking your knees, just allowing your spine to be nicely elongated. Just having that sense of space between the arms and the shoulders, and the way to do that is actually just bringing your shoulders forwards and then just letting them drop back gently. And then having the crown of the head facing the heavens, sky, universe, whatever you want to call it. And then just going back to your feet and making sure you're properly grounded, that you're not too far back and you're not too far forward. So we're grounded to the earth, and we're connected to the earth, and we're connected to the sky through our feet and through the crown of our head. So just taking a moment just to notice how you are. And then we'll just start with relaxing our neck. We're just going to be doing some gentle circling of the head, starting slowly. Doesn't matter which direction you're doing it in, because we will be doing it in both directions. Coming back to center and then changing direction. And then coming back to center. Then turning your head to the left, back to center and then to the right, and then just repeating that movement several times. And you may notice that it's easier to move your head one way than the other. That's often quite a natural thing. Doing one more on each side. Coming back to center when you finish, and then taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. And if you want to, just to make the stretch a bit better, a bit deeper, take your left hand and place it on your right shoulder, and then just hold there for about 10 seconds. And then swapping sides, coming back through center, swapping sides. And then coming back up.
I'm just going to do some shoulder shrugging, so just taking your shoulders up towards your ears and letting them drop back. Up to the ears and dropping back. It's a really nice way actually of getting rid of tension, because we often hold the tension in our shoulders. Just doing one more. And then just shaking our wrists. Letting our wrists be nicely, nice and loosened. And then just dropping your hands back down. We're just going to take our hands out in front of us. And then turning the elbows more or less, well, the forearm to the elbow about 90 degrees. So your palms are now facing forward, and then just bringing your hands down as if you're painting the wall. Turning them up. Actually, that's not quite right, because that's a different, a totally different exercise I've just given you. So just taking them up, and then just allowing your elbows to come back to the body, and then just your palms, your hands just coming down as if you're painting a wall with your hands and your fingers. Don't worry about the 90 degrees. That is a different exercise. Just doing one more. We're doing two full moons, taking our arms out to the side, up overhead, and down in front. Out to the side, up overhead, and down in front. Doing one more, and then changing direction. So out in front, overhead, and down the side. So if you can't take your hands all the way overhead, then just taking your hands or your arms as high as you can do. Doing two more. Finish just dropping your hands by the side. Now we're doing playing the accordion. So just having your hands around about stomach level, maybe slightly higher or lower chest level, palms facing each other about 15 centimetres, 6 inches apart, and then taking your hands out just past the edge of your body and then coming back in. So you're not stretching your arms out laterally, you're just going to take them out towards the side of the body. Out towards the side of the body and then coming back in again. Just doing that a few times. It's good for the shoulders, also a nice one for the lungs as well. Just doing one more. When you come back, just keeping your hands roughly where they are, turning them over so that your palms are now facing down. Then you're going to be doing something called swimming on land. So basically it's a breaststroke. So for those of you who are swimmers, breaststroke, you know what that is. For those of you who aren't, taking your hands out in front and then out to the side. So your palms are facing down the whole time and they're coming back into the starting position. So hands out front, out to the side, and coming back to the starting position. Just doing a few of those in time with your own breath. Doing one more. Okay, now we're going to be doing some of the back stuff. So we're going to start just with a very gentle twist, which is what we do quite regularly. Twisting left and right. Having your arms hanging very loosely, so your arms are moving, or your arms are being moved by the twist of your upper body. So coming back gently in starting position. And it's going to do a few side movements. So you've got two ways to do this. You can either just take your hand, so say your left hand against your left thigh, and just taking your hand down your thigh slightly, and then coming back up, and then swapping sides in the right side, or you can put your hands on your hips and do it. So whichever one feels most comfortable to you. I actually prefer having my hands down the side of my legs, but if you prefer to have your hands on your hips and doing a few side bends, that's fine. So we're going to just go do three to each side. Three more to each side. So when you finish doing that, just going back up to the starting position. And then we'll do the forwards and backwards movement. So with the backwards movement, just having your hands on your lower back area, and that will just help with that lower back. And obviously if you've got lower back issues or you're prone to lower back issues, then just being very, very careful with this movement. So you basically with your hands is pushing, almost pushing your pelvis forward. So your back is remaining relatively straight and then coming back up. And going back a little bit. And honestly, you're not going back very far. However feels comfortable to you. If you want to, you can lift your head a little bit. Your head goes back a little bit as well, but again, you don't have to. I'm just going to do two more. Very gentle movements. This is only a warm-up, so we're not doing great big back bends. Coming back to the starting position with our hands by our side. Now we're going to do some forward bends, and again, going as far as feels comfortable to you, for you. I would actually put my hands on my thighs, and then just going down, going forwards, as far as feels comfortable here. You might only just get to the thigh level, you might get to the knee, you might even get all the way to the toes, but whatever feels good to you. Don't push it, like I say, it's a warm up. Just very gently going down as far as feels comfortable. I'm just going to do three more. You may find actually each time you do it, you can actually go down a little bit further. But just go within your own range of movement. And doing one more. And then coming back up. Now we're going to do some hip circles, so just having our hands on our hips. And then very gently, very small circles to start with. And then it's up to you whether you want to increase the size of the circle or just keep it as a small circle. So just doing a few more. Do one more in this direction. When you finish that, come back to center and then changing direction. And just doing a few. In the other direction. And then coming back to center. I'm going to do some knee circles, so bringing your feet together. Just holding your knees with your hands just so they're protected a little bit. And then just doing some gentle circles one way. Going back to the start and then doing it the other way. Doing one more, and then when you've finished, taking your legs apart a little bit back to Wuji position. We're just going to do some lifting of the knees, so you may require a chair or a wall, or depending on where you are, if you're in the kitchen, you can have a look at the kitchen bench. Just lifting one leg up, doesn't have to be very high, and then putting it down and lifting the other leg up. So it's obviously good for the knee, but it's also good for the upper leg. Good for the hip as well, so opening those muscles up. So doing one more on each side. final exercises, another balance one, is ankle ones, ankle circles. So you can either keep your toes on the ground and then just circle your ankle around your toes, or you can take your toes off the ground, circle one way, whichever is preferable for you, and then circling the other way. Putting the foot on the ground and then swapping legs. And then it's changing direction. Okay, and then coming back into Ruji and just noticing how your body is. Right, so let's make a start on Qigong with a focus on the torso. If you're seated, just making sure that your ankles and your knees are stacked on top of each other and your feet are nicely firmly placed on the ground. If possible, being slightly away from the back of the chair and being self-supporting, but if that's not possible, then doing whatever position is comfortable for you. There are a couple of exercises, two exercises in bow stance. So if you're seated, I'll talk you through that when we get to them. There are also some in horse riding, but if you're seated, just ignore those. Okay, we're going to start with the twist. If you're seated with the twist, it's not so easy, but you can do it. You're liable to have a slightly less movement, and your arms probably won't be swinging as much as you will be if you're standing. So those of us who are standing, we'll just start with the twist. It's a nice way just to warm up the body. I know we've already done it in the warm-up. We're just going to repeat it here as well. Doing a few more. And then just coming back to the starting position. So we're going to be doing wise owl gazes backwards. So for this one, our arms are going to be taken out slightly from the side. So we're within sort of an upside down V almost. So taking your arms slightly out either side, but they're not lateral. They're just like a V shape or an upside down V. And then you can just turn your hands slightly and take your arms just a little bit back. And then you're going to look at one of the hands. It doesn't matter which hand. And then coming back to the starting position with your hands by your thighs. And then doing the other side. So taking your hands slightly away from the body, turning the palms so they're slightly upwards and the arms are slightly back. And then looking on the other side. Going back to the starting. Arms out. Hands turning slightly upwards. Arms take back a little bit and looking at the hand. And then coming back. So although we are doing this for the torso, it's also quite a nice one for the neck. You're turning your head. Keep on repeating this one more time on each side, and then we'll introduce the breath. So it's inhale as you take your hands out slightly and back, and look at the hands, and exhale, coming back to the starting position. Inhale, hands out, and going back a little bit. Exhale, coming back to the starting. Just repeating that three more times on each side, in time with your own breath. When you finish the last line, coming back to the starting position, just pausing for a couple of breaths. And now we're rowing the boat in the middle of the lake. We're going to take our hands into a soft fist, and your arms are sort of bent. So you're taking your arms out, up slightly. So your arms are in a, forearms, sorry, and move 90 degrees from your upper arm. And then you're going to be pushing as if you're pushing an oar, but not an oar, whether you're going to be going backwards, a little more like a Chinese oar. So you're going to be moving forwards with your oar, bending your knees a little bit, bringing your hands down towards your knees, and then bringing your hands back up to the starting position. So pushing your hands forwards. Coming back up. Starting. So just doing a couple more. And actually, if you're seated, this is a very good one for the lower back. So with the breath, we exhale as we push forwards and go down slightly. And inhale as we come back up. Exhale, pushing forwards. Inhale, coming back up. Just going to do a couple more. In time with your own breath. And when you've finished, just bring your hands back down, either on your lap if you're seated or by the side of your thighs. Okay, so this one's playing with waves. So it's the bow stance. So if you're seated, just moving either both legs slightly further forward, so your ankles are away from the knees, they're further forward from the knees, or if you want, you can just take one leg further forward, leaving the other one ankle and knee stacked, and then swap halfway through, like we're going to do when we're standing. For the bow stance, there are two alternatives. Well, yes, there are two variations. The first one is you turn one foot out roughly 45 degrees, the diagonal. So I'm just going to turn my right foot out, and then you're just going to take your left foot, or the other foot, depending on which foot you've got, just taking that one step forward, and then you're going to be slightly on a diagonal, so you want to try and twist your body so you're facing forwards. That's one variation. The other one is, starting again in Wuji, is leaving one foot, so again I'll leave my right foot facing forwards, and I'll just take my left foot one step out to the diagonal. So I'm going to be facing to the diagonal on that one. So whichever one feels most comfortable for you, you are welcome to do it. Whichever variation you feel comfortable with. So with playing with waves, we're going to be starting with the back of our hands facing our chest, palms facing out. And it's going to be pushing forwards. Just, you're not pushing your whole body forwards, you're just pushing your arms forward. And you're going to just curl your fingers over and then bring your arms back. So as you bring your arms back, just try and sit, sort of bring the weight onto the back leg. The back leg is whichever variation you're doing. If you're seated, obviously the leg motion won't make sense. Or you don't need to do the leg, you're sitting back on that back leg. So pushing forwards and then coming back. Pushing forwards. You can, if you wish, as you push forwards, just lift the back heel, and as you come back, bring your hands back in, you can lift the front toes. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just leave your feet grounded, leave both feet grounded. So do two more on this side. Coming back into Wuji, and then swapping feet, swapping sides. So again, depending on which variation you've done, you can take your, now take your left foot out 45 degrees and take your right foot one step forwards and then twisting your body so you're facing forwards. Or you can leave your right foot facing forwards and then just turning your left foot out to the diagonal. Whichever one feels most comfortable to you. And then we're just going to do the same again. So if you're seated and you've changed leg position, or you've had one leg out, then just change your leg positions now as well. So pushing forwards and coming back in. So it's exhale as you push out, inhale as you come back in. Exhale, pushing out, inhale, back in. So doing four more in time with your own breath. Finished. Just coming back into Wuji. Now we're doing a wood exercise from our set, from a five element set. So we're just going to start with our hands, palms facing. The hands are about sort of the lower abdomen level, lower dantian level. Palms facing the lower dantian or the lower abdomen. Then you're going to twist with your hands and with your body, twist to one side. So I'm going to twist to my right. And then just bring the hands up the side of the ribs, up over the head, turn to the front, and then just open your hands out to the side and bring them back down. So it's as if you're making yourself into a tree. So hands, palms facing the lower dantian, turning to the left, or twisting to the left, I should say. Your feet remain firmly grounded. Taking your hands up the side of the ribs, taking them overhead. You don't have to take them all the way overhead, but you're not stretching your hands all the way overhead. There's still a bend, so it's as if you're forming the canopy of a tree, and then opening your hands down. You can't get your hands above shoulder level, and just taking them to whoever feels comfortable, take them to the height, to chest level, or maybe you can just reach them to the head level. So whatever feels comfortable to you. So we're just going to do another one. So it's going to hands facing the lower dantian, turning to the right, bring them up the side, overhead, and then taking your hands out to the side. Back to the starting position, twisting the body, bring up the left side, overhead, and then open your hands out laterally and back down to the starting position. Just doing one more before we add the breath, one more on each side. So for the breath, so we're going to turn to the right. Inhale as we turn to the right and take a hand up or hands up and overhead. And exhale as we break our hands open and lateral and then come down the side. So twisting to the inhale and twist to the left. Hands up the left hand side, overhead. Open them out as you exhale and bring your hands down to the side. Let's inhale up and exhale down. Just doing that a few more times. In time with your own breath. Do one more to each side. And then when you've finished, so just pausing for a couple of breaths. Doing fisherman casts a net. So I'll give you two Well, what, they're both, they're different exercises, but I know some people sometimes find the fisherman cast net isn't so easy to do. So I'll give you both exercises. So one's called fisherman cast net, the other's called swirling hands in the pond. So with fisherman cast net, you're going to have your up one hand is going to be up, so it's around about chest level. The palm is at the back of the hand is facing the chest, and then you're going to turn, just push, twist the, well, not twist the palm, just turn the hand slightly, so 90 degrees if you can. So the palm is now facing the upper elbow, and then the lower hand is going to be at around about sort of stomach level, and the palm is facing the same direction as the upper elbow. Then you're going to be moving to the, well, in my case, I'm going to be moving to the right side, but whichever, you're going to be moving to the direction of your upper elbow, so whether that's right or left. So just move one way. And then when you get to that, when you twist as far as you can, turning your hands over so the upper hand becomes the lower hand and the lower hand the upper hand, and then just moving to the other side. So that's one variation, and then just repeating that a couple of times. The other one, which may be slightly easier for some of you, it's not quite so shoulder heavy as well, is actually just having your hands, palms facing in the same direction. So in my case, both my palms are facing towards the right. The arms are fully extended, and you're literally just going to push your hands through the water to the right, and then you're just going to turn your hands back and coming back to the left. So it's not quite as much of a twist, but it still does massage the internal organs. So the hands on that particular one, they're not that far apart, probably about somewhere between 6 and 8 inches, 15 to 20 centimeters. So whichever variation you're doing, whether you're swirling your hands in the pond, or whether you're doing fisherman cast the net, we'll now do that exercise. So whichever variation you're doing, just moving gently from one side to the other for a couple of goes, and then we'll introduce the breath. I mean, there isn't a specific breath, but it is just inhale one way and exhale the other. It doesn't matter which one, whether you inhale to the right and exhale to the left, or vice versa. That's the same with both the exercises, whether it's fisherman cast the net or swirling hands. So I'll just be quiet now for just a few moments while you can just do a few of these exercises. Doing one more to each side. And then when you finish, just dropping your hands back. Now cow turns the head. So we're going to have the palms facing our chest. And we're going to twist to one side. So I'm going to twist to my left. And as I twist, my hands are going to turn, so the palms will be facing out, and they're about shoulder level. And back to the center, so the palms are now facing the chest, twisting to the right, and moving the hands, so the palms are facing outwards. Coming back to the center, twist to the left, palms facing out. Back to center. Twist to the right, arms facing up. Just see a couple more on each side, and then we'll introduce the breath. So it's inhale as you twist and your palms move out to the side. Exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you twist. Exhale as you come back to center. Just do a few more in time with your own breath. One more to each side. And then coming back to center and just letting your hands drop. Now we're holding up a single hand. So we're going to have our hands, palms facing each other, the hands are around about stomach level because this is a stomach and spleen exercise. So yeah, about 15 centimetres, 6 inches apart the palms are. What we're going to be doing is taking one hand up above our head. So take one hand up above our head and the palm turns up towards the sky. And at the same time, we take the other hand down towards our, just past our thigh, just out slightly from the body, and the palm faces the ground. And then we come back to that starting position with the palms facing each other, and then we swap sides. So one hand goes up, and at the same time the other hand goes down. So you're more or less in a diagonal with the arms, and back to starting. And then hands up and down, back to center, hands up and down. Back to center. Just doing one more before we introduce the breath. And the breath is inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, exhale down. Just doing a few more in time of your own breath, inhaling up, exhaling down. One more on each side. And then just letting our hands drop down by the sides and drop into our lap. Now we're pushing palms and twisting waist. So for this is usually done in horse riding, although it can be done in wuji if horse riding isn't comfortable for you. So horse riding, remember, is double wuji width. One way you can find that is actually just taking one step out to the side and taking the other step out to the other side. You might want to go a bit deeper, you might want a bit shallower, whatever feels comfortable for you. Your hands are in a loose fist and they're about the side, just at the bottom of your ribs. And for this one, you're going to have one hand is going to open and it's going to push across towards the other hand, push across your stomach towards the other hand. And then that, the other hand, so in my case, my left hand is open and pushing across to my right hand, and my right hand or my right elbow is going to pull back at the same time. And then we're coming back to center. Both hands are in fists now. Now the right hand is open. I'm pushing towards the left hand, and at the same time, the left hand is pulling back. So there's very little movement in the torso. It's basically the arms that are moving. So we're going to go back to the starting position, and then the left hand moves towards the right, and the right elbow pulls back. And back to having both hands in the fist. The right hand opens, pushes towards the left hand. At the same time, the left elbow pulls back. And then coming back. Just repeating it a couple more times. we'll do is we'll introduce the breath. So it's inhale as you push across the stomach and pull your arm, other arm back. Exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you push across the stomach. Exhale as you come back to center. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And if you are in horse riding, it's coming back into Uji. Now we're doing the spinning wheels. So for this one, the arms are above the head. Or if you can't raise your arms up because of, you know, you've got shoulder problems, then just putting them either just in front of your head or just slightly above the head rather than raising them fully above the head. And we're going to be going down to the left side, down in front of the body, then up the right side. Now, if you've got, in theory, it shouldn't cause problems if your blood pressure is either high or low, but just being very careful. Just be very careful if you have got blood pressure problems. As I say, it shouldn't cause a problem, but just being mindful that some people, you know, I have low blood pressure. It doesn't tend to cause me a problem, this one, but you know, it's a bit of a high and it might too. So basically you're going to take your hands out to the side. So I'm going to move to the left side. So both hands are going to come out to the left side, down in front of the body, which is where the head will go down slightly, and then coming up the right side of the body. We're going to be going back down to the left side of the body, out in front of the body, or right in front of your body, and then coming out. So your hands are basically doing a circle. Maybe another one. And then we'll do one more on this side. And then we'll introduce the breath as we move on the other side. So it's quite an unusual breath. I'm just going to put my hands down for a moment. It's quite an unusual breath in that you're breathing on the diagonal. So you exhale as you get to the shoulders and you inhale as you get to the opposite knee. So as we're moving to the right now, we're going to exhale as we come to the right shoulder, just past the right shoulder, down in front of our body. Inhale as we come past the left knee. Exhale as we move past the right shoulder. Inhale as we come past the left knee, coming up. Just need a few more in time with your own breath. And just doing one more. And then just bring your hands down, palms facing down. Just bring them down and then rest them by the side of your body. Now we are doing broadening the chest. So with this one, we'll start with our palms facing our thighs. Bring our hands, yeah, but the upper arms will stay close to the body for the first bit of the movement. So bring your hands up towards the chest, palms and hands sort of facing, palms are facing each other. And taking them out to the side. So you're going to stretch your arms out just to the point where you feel a stretch underneath your collarbone. Bring them back in towards the center. And when your elbows hit the side of your body, turning your hands down and taking them back to the starting position. So now palms facing each other, elbows are still quite close to the body. Now when your hands are at chest level, taking them out to the side, stretching your arms out to the side, bring them back in towards the center. Your elbows hit your body, turning your hands down, and pushing them back, taking them back down to the starting position by your thighs. So just a couple more before we introduce the breath. So bring the hands up. And then out, bringing them back in towards the body when the elbows hit the body, turning your hands down and taking them back to the starting position. So up, out, in, down. Just doing one more before we add the breath. So it's inhale, up and out, exhale, in and down, inhale, up and out, exhale, in and down. It's quite a long movement for an inhale and exhale, so if you find it's too much, then just adding an extra breath, feel free to do that. Either on the upward or the downward, or both. So just spend a couple more in time with your own breath. And just doing one last one. Now we're doing flying hands. So with flying hands, hands are going to come palms facing the body. So we start with the palms facing the thighs, so they can start with them touching the thighs if you want. And then just bringing them up in front of the body to get to about chest level. Yeah, turning your hands so your palms are now facing down towards the ground, pushing your hands forward, and then taking them back down again, the starting position. So bring your hands up the side of the body, turning them so the palms are facing down, taking them out and coming back down to the starting position. So it's like doing a nice sort of circular, well, almost circular motion. So bring your hands up the side, up the front of the body. You get to about chest, turning them so the palms are facing down, out to the front, and then taking them back down to the starting position. Let's inhale up and forwards, exhale down. Inhale up and forwards, exhale down. With any of the movements you're doing, if you find it just too complicated, try to coordinate hands and breath, or movement and breath, then just concentrate on the movement. Breath will follow. And you just breathe naturally anyway, so it's entirely up to you. Just doing one more. An ultimate one is big bear stretch, which is a shoulder heavy one, but it's quite a nice one for the lungs as well. So take your hands out to the side, lateral, and then, so if you've done yoga, put them in cactus hands. If you haven't, take your hands out to the side, then bend your elbows so your forearms are now facing up and your fingers are facing up towards the sky. So putting your hands in a loose fist. So that's the bare open position. So now we're going to bring your hands up. We're going to bring our hands towards each other. Then you're going to turn your arms so the palms are facing, or the hands are facing the head. Your arms are touching, or your elbows are touching, or they may be quite close together. If they're not touching, they may be close together. So that's the closed position. So we're going to open up to the big bear's stretching. And then closing down because he's not ready to wake up from his hibernation yet. So opening up, nice stretch. Closing down. it is a lung exercise, but it's also quite nice for the upper back as well when you close up. So when you open, you're stretching across the chest, and you're closing, you're stretching across the upper back area. So it's inhale, open, exhale, close. And if your arm, your shoulders are getting a bit sore, then just drop your arms a little bit. So you've not quite so much pressure on your shoulders. Inhale, open, exhale, close. I'm just doing two more. And then just dropping your hands down by the side. If your shoulders are a little bit sore, just giving them a bit of a shrug. Just allowing them to shrug or rolling your shoulders a few times, whatever works for you. Okay, we're going to finish off with gathering the G. Take your hands out to the side, just over the top of the head, palms now facing down, and then just pushing down. Do that another three times. Inhale up, exhale down. So inhale as your hands come out to the side and overhead, and exhale as you push your palms down and push your hands down. Just doing one more. And just pausing at the bottom, and just noticing how you're feeling. So before we do our usual standing pose or seated pose, I'm going to do something called holding the ball. And I can't remember if I've done this one with you before, but I think it's a lovely exercise. So we're going to start with our hands roughly about stomach level, as if they're holding a ball. So it's not a very big ball, maybe a soccer ball, maybe a basketball, but it's not a big ball, it's not like a beach ball. And we're going to hold like this for 30 seconds, then we're going to pulse for 10, and then we're going to hold for 30 seconds, and then we're going to change our hand positions twice, and then go back to starting. So just as you're experiencing, as you're going through the exercise, just noticing whatever's occurring at the time, whatever you notice. And if you notice nothing, that's absolutely fine, just note that. So you can have your hands in that position. And then we're gonna pause here for 30 seconds. So let's say hands are in front of about the stomach level, either side of an imaginary ball. I'm going to pulse for 10, so just taking it out to the sides. If we were playing the accordion like we did in the warm-up, and back towards each other. Hands out to the side, back towards each other. Let's continue for that. Doing one more, and then we're going to hold again for another 30 seconds. Now we're going to twist our hands 90 degrees. So we're going to have one hand is sort of on the top, which is about sort of chest level, palm facing down. The other hand is about stomach level, palm facing up, opposite depending on the size of your ball. But yeah, palm facing up. And again, pausing for 30 seconds. Now turning your hands 180 degrees. So your lower hand now becomes your upper hand facing down, and your upper hand becomes your lower hand facing up. And again, another 30 seconds. If your shoulders are getting sore, holding the upper hand, just dropping it down a little bit, making your ball slightly smaller. Twisting your hands 90 degrees again, so you're back to the starting position with the palms facing each other in front of the stomach. And we're going to repeat the opening sequence again. So 30 seconds, 10 pulses, 30 seconds. Impulses. One more pulse. And then hold for 30 seconds. And then just dropping your hands down. Just noticing whatever is arising. Okay, so we'll do a minute of the tree pose or whichever stand you want, whether it's standing pose or seated pose you want to do. You can have your hands in front of your chest, palms facing the chest. You can have them a bit further lower down, so that's embracing the tree, a little bit lower down, embracing the lower tree. Or you can have your hands in your lap or just by the side of your palms facing the ground. So whatever you want to do, pick your chosen position. And I will be quiet for 1 minute. Okay, just lowering your hands. I see anything that's arising. I hope you enjoyed this Qigong for the torso session. Thank you.